Hello and welcome everyone to our pre-Shine VIP conference. I'm very, very, very excited to have you on the line, and I'm also really, really excited to be seeing you in just a few days. Yay! I can't believe it's only a few days away. The time has gone by very, very fast, and we've got a lot planned for you. And I can say very confidently that I feel a lot closer to being ready today than I did 3 days before our last conference. We're very close, and we have a lot of cool things planned for you that we didn't have for last time, so I'm going to share that all with you tonight. So let me take the phone off of speaker so you can hear me better, and we're going to go ahead and begin. Yay! First of all, I want to thank you and congratulate you. I want to congratulate you for taking that step, that leap, to leave your hometown, to get on an airplane or get in a car and drive for 2 days like Lynn's doing, to come here and be together. And it's a really magical experience when people who are aligned with the same values, the same vision, the same purpose can come together for 3 days and be in a room together. Magic things happen, like friendships form, partnerships form, just your whole spectrum changes when you do that. And I've found that to be the case. I do a lot of educational pieces myself, whether it's from a business perspective or from a clinical perspective. And I find that, yes, I can do a self-study and I can stay home and it's great, but to get out there and make the connection with people makes the behind-the-scenes and the self-study so much more powerful when you can connect with people. So I'm excited that you're coming, and the purpose of tonight's call is to get you guys, like, all excited and to actually prepare you in some ways for what we're going to be doing. So what I would love to do, because I can see who's on the line, and I see Laura and Tony and Lynn on the telephone line, but there's a whole bunch more of you who are on the webcast, who all I see is there are currently 10 webcast attendees, and the number keeps going up, but I don't know who you are. So what I would love for you to do is go to the Q&A box and put your name in and say, hey, I see Phyllis, so hi, Phyllis, and just say, hey, so I know who's there. Rather than using the chat right now, because the chat will blank out my slides and I want to show you a slideshow, so just use the Q&A and just type in your name, where you're coming from, and I would love to just say hi. All you have to do is say hi, so thank you. It helps me to see. So Sue from Houston, yay, okay, awesome. So I'm going to refresh one more time, see who else shows up. All right, there's more of you out there. I know. It tells me that there's 10 of you out there. So, and I know it's not Lynn because she's driving, and it sounded like Tony was driving too. So go ahead and just type in yay. Okay, Sharon from Montgomery, yay. All right, good for you. Let me see who else. Don't be shy. We're going to see you in a few days, so no sense being shy now. All right. Well, I'll go ahead and begin, and I'll check back in. Oh, Mandy from Austin. Yay. Right in our own backyard. Awesome. 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 So let's just begin. And, you know, this whole conference came about. Our first one was back in January of 2014, this year. And our goal is to have one each year, and it's the goal is to have it in October, this time of year. And we were going to do it last year in October, but we had to postpone it because I unhappily broke my arm and had to have surgery on it and was not in a position where I wanted to be planning an event and all that and didn't know what the outcome was going to be. So fortunately, the outcome's good. I got my arm back, and we did it in January instead. But we wanted to get back on the roll of doing it every autumn. And the last time was more of a general nutritional endocrinology introduction to it. What is it? And you guys all have access to, or will have access to, I'm not sure if you have it yet, will have access to the videos from that. We gave that to you as a bonus. So as you go through this conference, which is really focused on the HPAT axis, mainly adrenals and thyroids, because that's what you're going to see so much in your practices, then you can go back and kind of fill in the gaps with some of the other stuff at your leisure.
So we're excited about that as well. So, and we're taking suggestions as to what you want future conferences to be focused on. We just certainly want to have one on immune system. We certainly want to have one on the digestion and all the immunology and endocrinology of the immune system of the gut. So we have Margaret from Edmonton. Ooh, yay, our Canadian folks, yay. And then Cindy from Porter, yay. And Grace from San Diego, yay, Grace. I'm so glad you're coming. And Gloria from Brecksville. Where is Brecksville, Gloria? And Mandy from Round Rock, yes. Very close by. In fact, Lynn will be passing through. She can wave to you on her way down. She should be there in probably an hour and a half as she winds her way down from Iowa to Texas today. So super. Thank you. Let me refresh one more time and see if anybody else is set. All right. So if you've just come on, go ahead and tell me who you are, where you're from, and I'm excited too. And Margaret says I can't wait for the event, and I can't either. I'm so excited. And the more I work on preparing, and the more I, you know, figure out how we're going to present things and who's presenting when, and it just gets me more and more excited because there's something about the live event. I told my team, I said, you know, it wasn't for the fact that these tapings take so bloody long to create and put together and plan for, I'd be doing them once a month because I just love it. I love the energy of it. But obviously it takes way too much work to be able to do it once a month. But maybe in the future we'll have a whole team of people that do all the stuff behind the scenes and I can just get up there and teach, which is what I love to do the most. So let's just begin. And I want to begin with what to expect, you know, what to expect when you get here. And some of you who've been to Shine before or been to some of my live events, it's going to be somewhat similar, but there will be some differences. So let's talk about what to expect. There's a lot of good stuff, right? You're going to be coming, some of you from Canada. You'll be happy to know that we are midsummer for you. Well, we are probably the hottest days of summer for you. It's probably going to be around 90 degrees over the weekend. So if that feels overwhelming to you, just don't worry about it. Bring some nice cotton T-shirts or tank tops and just make sure you have a sweater for in the room because the hotels do tend to keep it cool. Although when I'm on stage, I don't like it real cool, so I can maybe have a little bit of say as to how cool it gets. But warm weather, it's going to be great. The meals are going to be totally amazing. I'm going to show you a surprise menu that I just got emailed to me today, so I'm really thrilled about what it's going to be. You're going to get a lot of tools and resources, some done-for-you stuff that you can actually walk away and use right away, some things that I've worked on and put together painstakingly over many, many years. You're going to get fitness every break. We have Michelle Melendez, who is like major inspirational movement. She's just going to get us moving gently between sessions so we keep the energy flowing to our brains. You're going to meet some amazing, amazing colleagues and maybe make some lifelong friends at this event, people who you're just going to stay in touch with. And last time we had people who end up room together and then end up forming a mastermind, and they meet on a weekly or every other week basis and are really helping and supporting each other. We're going to do some recipe demos. I'm finally going to actually demonstrate that hair regrowth elixir, as everybody calls it. We're going to do a little of that and some new candy, adrenal adaptogen type candy recipes that I've put together and show you how easy that is to do so that you can teach that stuff to your clients. Who doesn't want to have this really yummy, delicious, desserty thing that you can make in 5 minutes and that, you know, just gives all your adrenals and your thyroid this amazing support? We've got some really awesome speakers, as you've read about on our page. They keep emailing me. Artemis is so sweet, and he keeps emailing me, I'd like to do this, too, and I'd like to add that, too. I'm like, Artemis, would you like us to just add an extra day to the program? Because he has all these ideas. So the speakers are just so excited about what they're sharing. And Deborah was like that, too. She's like, oh, I could teach them this. I could teach them that. So maybe someday we'll do a 4 or 5 day event and do it out in like a retreat setting in the middle of nowhere. We've got some amazing goodie bags. We just keep putting new stuff into the goodie bags. Our sponsors have been totally amazing, and I have a slide I'll share with you some of the things that they have been donating. So you're coming to this conference, and you could easily walk away with, you know, $400 or $500 worth of lab tests that you get to do on yourself or a loved one or sell it to a client. So that's really cool stuff. They've been very generous. What else? nutritional assessments. I'm going to share with you some of those things. And just it's just going to be a phenomenal collection of days, lots of excitement. And I'm going to share with you what to do in advance to make sure you keep your energy up throughout the event. So the what to bring, of course, you want to bring your passion for health, because we're going to just, you know, if you don't already have a huge passion for health, you probably wouldn't be coming if you don't, but we're going to just light a fire under it and make it even bigger. An open mind and a loving heart, because there's just so much stuff on the horizon, and I just want you to see what the potential is for us as leading the edge of the new era in healthcare. Make sure you want to bring comfortable clothes. I mean, certainly if you're comfortable in high heels, no problem. That's not something I'd be comfortable in, but it's not a dress-up affair. You can come in yoga clothes. You can come dressed really cool. However you want to, it's comfortable, and be you. Come as how you feel comfortable. I will say that I went out yesterday to Whole Foods to pick up something I needed, and the Nordstrom rack was open, and I got some new clothes, so I'm excited, but they're comfortable clothes that make me feel good when I wear them, not just that look good. So wonder and curiosity and wonder, like, huh, I wonder how I'm going to incorporate that into my work. Gee, I wonder if I really can do this. Yes, I can. Okay, I'm curious. How am I going to incorporate this stuff? How am I going to get the clients attracted to come in and actually sit down with me and want to do this stuff? So wonder, curiosity, because that's going to create questions. And as most of you have probably heard of Tony Robbins, who hasn't, he always said the power of questions. One of the first, you know, self-help type things I listened to like 25, 30 years ago was Tony Robbins. And he always talked about the power of questions. And so when you look at the world with wonder and curiosity, you get to ask really powerful questions. And one of the big things we'll talk about when you're actually digging to get to what's going on with someone is the power of asking those questions, those very curious questions. Yeah, I wonder how this happened. I wonder. So bring your curiosity and wonder. Certainly bring your appetite, because you will be fed very well, and your fun and creative self, because we're going to do some fun stuff as well. This is not just all serious. This is not just about, you know, learning some new biochemical pathways so you could serious and no. We have to have fun, and fun is important. And so we're gonna have ways for you to have fun and laugh and have a good time. So that's what to bring, and what to leave behind. I would say leave behind your fear. I know if you're coming out and coming into a new environment and there's some new people and maybe some information, you're wondering about how you're going to do this, leave behind the fear, the uncertainty, the negative self-talk, and the self-doubt. We all have them, regardless of how long you've been in the business, regardless of how competent you are. These things rear their ugly heads. They do for me. And I've been doing this for a really, really long time, probably longer than just about everybody that's coming, I would assume. And there's still those things come up. Am I doing the right thing? Am I saying the right thing? Is this right? And we want to just let go of those. Thank the voice that brings those up. Thank you for protecting me, because really that's what it is. It's about some little voice in you is afraid for you to step out because maybe you're not ready, and maybe you're going to get laughed at, or maybe you're just going to get knocked down. And just when those things come up, just thank that voice. Say thanks. Thanks for taking care of me. But you know what? I'm just really going to step forward into this because this feels right. And then the other thing to leave behind are perfumes and other things that have heavy-duty scents, you know, whether it's lotions and things, because a lot of folks are sensitive. And you're going to find that when you're working with your clients, a lot of the people you're going to be working with are going to be chemically sensitive, and you don't want to be wearing perfumes and hand lotions and things like that that actually might set your clients off, because that's a good way to lose a client. If they walk in the room and they immediately get a headache because of the scent of it, then they're going to want to leave. So leave all the scents behind. If you want to bring some essential oils, that's fine, but you know, just leave those heavy-duty perfumes behind. So that's what to leave behind. This is a general look at the schedule. We are just narrowing it down and making sure that it all fits right. But our goal is breakfast every day, 7:45 to 8:45. They'll probably leave it up until whenever we start, which is going to be either 8:45 or 9. But you know, it depends on how much time you need to eat it. But it's a great time to socialize as well. So think about getting down to breakfast as early as 7:45 and get started and get first dibs at the food. The food is going to be awesome, awesome stuff. We have things like cashew yogurt and chia porridge and, of course, fruit and veggies and nuts and seeds and who knows whatever else they come up with. Last time they came up with some quiche, breakfast quiche, which was egg-free, dairy-free, gluten-free. Everything's gluten-free, of course. Everything's dairy-free. Everything is whole and fresh, organic as much as possible, so you're going to enjoy the breakfast a lot. Morning sessions, anywhere from 8:30. Our first day, we're going to start at 9. I think on Saturday and Sunday, we're probably starting at 8:45, just so that we don't, especially, definitely Sunday, we'll start at 8:45, and possibly sooner than that, we'll figure it out when we get there and see how much, if anything's going over time. We want to make sure that we get you out in time to catch your flights if you're leaving on Sunday afternoon. And then we're going to go till, you know, around 12:30. It might be a little bit before that. It might be a little bit after that. But the goal is to finish and break for lunch at around 12:30. We're going to shoot for two breaks, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. There may be an extra break thrown in there if there's a session that requires, you know, a shorter session than a little bit of a break. So the breaks will be anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes. I want to give you up to 30 minutes because we got some cool sponsors that are going to be there, and there's also you want to socialize with each other. But we do recognize that sometimes they'll be closer to 15. But most of the time they'll be between 20 and 30. Lunch is going to be somewhere between 12:30 and 1, again, depending on how the mornings are set up. And the goal is to have that be an hour to an hour and a half. Sundays is going to definitely be shorter at an hour because we're finishing early and we want to make sure that you get everything that we have to give you. The afternoon sessions will start between 1:30 and 2 and go till 5:30, maybe a little later, maybe a little earlier, but somewhere around that. And then we have our VIP dinner on Friday, which will be around 5:30. And this is new, brand new, breaking news. If you didn't see my email today, then this is news to you. We've added an extra meal, which is a VIP reception on Saturday night. And I'll show you the menu that the hotel proposed to us. It's going to be set up a little differently than the regular meals in that, yes, you'll have places you can sit down, but where, you know, it's more intended for you to mingle, not necessarily to sit the whole time at the table eating, but like to go up and grab some food, little plates, eat a little bit, talk to people, move around. Of course, you're welcome to sit and eat as well, so however you want to do it. But it'll definitely be enough food to make a meal out of, but it'll be kind of reception size, kind of the little mingling type of thing. And that'll be a great way for you to just move around and talk to a bunch of different people. And then Friday evening, we do have a session planned. Of course, it's optional. You don't have to come, but it's more of like the fun and light stuff. We have Craig Summers is talking about EMFs and the effect that they have on the endocrine system. We're going to have a food and elixir demos. Karen Osborne will do some food, and I'm going to do some elixirs and candies. And then Deborah is going to do she's an energy practitioner, and she is going to do she has this little process she wants to take us through, and I'm really looking forward to it, to help open up the brain for maximum learning and minimizing overwhelm. Because I know when we come to conferences, sometimes it can be overwhelming because there's a lot of new people, a lot of energy. She's going to help us to dissipate that, and that'll be on Friday night, so that the rest of the weekend we're just like really open and buzzing and ready to learn. And then Saturday evening, somewhere between, 8 and 9 or 8 and 9:30, we're going to have a bonus optional session. Anybody wants to get some optional coaching, Q&A, pull it all together, I'll make myself available during that. I will be available during the reception as well, but that'll be more of a formal Q&A, kind of a coaching thing. And it, flexible, somewhere between 8 and 9-ish. And optional, of course, if you want to go out on the town, you're welcome to do that as well. It's the middle of, right now in Austin, we're still in the middle of it. It's a music festival called ACL, Austin City Limits, and it's a big music festival that happens at the park. Likely we will, if we step outside when we're at the hotel, we will likely hear the music coming uptown, up from downtown, and it's right on the water, so if you want to walk down there, it's not something you could just go in. Tickets are sold out. They're sold out months in advance, and there's probably scalpers selling tickets for a couple hundred dollars to get into it, but you don't really have to get into it to really partake and enjoy. So that's that. And then That's it for what to expect in terms of the schedule. And then the VIP reception, again, this, you know, menu is always subject to change, but this is what they proposed, so I thought I would just share it with you and get you swooning. A kale ceviche salad served in martini glasses. Smoothie shooters. Like I said, this is like people will come around with trays or they'll be on tables. We're not sure exactly how they'll do it. But kind of like a cocktail hour thing. So smoothie shooters in various flavors. They are going to attempt to make my awesome cherry chocolate macaroons, which should be interesting. Cauliflower popcorn. I think that's a recipe inspired by Lynn. It was on the blog. Vegetable crudites, of course, and dips, and grilled vegetables, fruit and berry platter, and a salad bar. So that's what you'll have available to you on our brand new, we just added it, hot off the press, VIP reception. So if you have any friends who have been on the fence, especially you guys who are in Austin, you have colleagues or friends, and just invite them, give them a link, and share with them what's going on, and you know, let them know, come on down for the VIP reception. We're excited about it. And then these are our sponsors. We have some amazing sponsors. We have some lab companies like Cyrex and Direct Labs and My Labs for Life and Meridian Valley and Alcat. So those are lab companies. And why lab companies? Well, obviously, right? We're learning to do functional assessments for people, functional nutrition, functional medicine, so to speak, and we need to be able to assess people. So we've approached these labs. They decided they would be sponsors, and they donated various prizes, like Cyrex Labs just donated a panel, actually two panels, Array 3 and 4, I believe, and one is cross-reactivities and one is the gluten, 20 proteomes thing. And then Alcat, and we'll talk more about that. Dr. O'Brien will talk more about that on Saturday when he speaks. And then the Alcat is donating some allergy test panels, and they have a new, actually, I don't know if they're going to donate that, but I'm going to try to see if I can get them to do that. They have a new test. They do telomeres. If you don't know what telomeres are, we'll let you know about that at the event. That's actually the end caps on your chromosomes. And when they get shortened, boy, your life gets shortened, and there's ways to use nutrition to help you lengthen those telomeres or at least prevent them from getting shorter. So they have a telomere test, which is new. Body Ecology, that's Donna Gates, and they're all into fermentation. And she has an awesome website and awesome stuff all about making probiotic foods. And they're starting a fermentation class, and they've donated 4 seats in their fermentation class that starts in about a month or so. We've got Direct Labs, which most of you know what that is. If you don't, that's a place where you can actually order labs directly, and you can have your clients order labs directly without having to have a doctor's order, and that's including blood tests. So they've donated their comprehensive wellness profile. We've got Quebeca Health, which is my dear friend Anna Quebeca. Dr. Anna Quebeca, she's an OBGYN, and she makes this product called Mighty Maca, which is awesome. I have it sitting right here on my tray next to me. I put it in my smoothie, and she donated samples of that and one to raffle off. And Anne-Marie Gianni Skincare, we've got some little sample packs for each of your bags. And Meridian Valley, they were raffling off one of their kits, one of their labs. They have a comprehensive steroid panel, which is you can test your adrenals, your thyroid, your estrogens, progesterones, testosterones, and all of the metabolites. It's a really awesome test. I love it. And then finally, My Labs for Life, which is a new one on me that Lynn actually knows the person who created, and they actually, this is cool for you guys in Canada, they're going to love to hear this. They're actually located in Alaska, and she's got arrangements where people in Canada can actually get their labs done, direct access. So it's similar to Direct Labs, but they're way up in Alaska. So it's really very cool, and I understand they have either branches or affiliates in other countries. So for folks that are on the webcast, they're going to like to hear that these guys can help them to get labs done in other countries. So exciting stuff, and they donated the equivalent of a comprehensive wellness profile, I think also a thyroid profile and a vitamin D. So awesome stuff you guys can win. I mean, just really valuable prizes. Then we have a lot of little prizes that will be donated and raffling off as well. So, and we got some good stuff in your goodie bags as well. So the prizes, the way we're going to do it, we're going to have one raffle that's going to be a VIP only. And then we're going to have a raffle at every break, so it encourages you to come back. And you do need to be in the room to win. And if your ticket gets called and you're not in the room, you don't win. And your ticket just gets put back in the pool to be pulled later. And so we've got lots of stuff to raffle off that way. Oh, Sun Warrior. I forgot to mention Sun Warrior. They donated protein powders and all kinds of minerals and vitamins and all kind of whole foods-based awesome stuff. They were very generous in their donations as well. So we'll be donating, raffling off their stuff at the breaks as well. And we have samples in the goodie bags. So there's thousands of dollars in giveaways. There's a raffle at every break. There's fun and useful goodie bag items. So no candy bars that you're not going to eat. Do you ever go to those things where they give you reading it and you go, I'm not going to eat this? No, just good stuff, good stuff. And I mentioned in my email today, one of the things that the VIPs will get is one of my new bars, my new B4 bar, which is the working name right now because we had to get it out quickly. But, yeah, my bar is going to be debuting, and we should be receiving a big boatload of them on Thursday. And we'll have them available, but we're going to give everybody a sample. And it's the only bar that I know of on the market that is gluten-free, low-glycemic, dairy-free, vegan, raw, and organic. And has omega-3s, and it also has the stuff for your brain, phosphatidylcholine, in the form of sunflower lecithin. So it's a really nutrition-packed bar, filling and quite delicious. I mean, it's not a rival to Mars bars, don't get me wrong. It's not going to be like, oh, if I had a choice between a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup and Dr. Rita Marie's bar, then I would take that. No, it's not. But, you know, it's really, really good stuff. And you guys are all going to get to have one, and you'll have the availability to take a box home with you as well. So as far as the food fun, this is pictures of some of the last conference that we had and some of the really cool stuff that we serve. You do get an extra raffle ticket. So whereas everybody that's not VIP just gets one raffle ticket, you'll get two. And you'll be given the raffle tickets when you first register. You'll get to invite a friend for $97. We encourage you, even though it's a late date, if you have anybody that's local that can drive here, just get them in there. We can take new registrations up until Thursday, and then we'll close it. But really, it's a great way for you to have a buddy and to have somebody that you can actually study with and work on this stuff with later when you leave. Like I said, we are experiencing summer weather still. We probably will until the end of October, and then suddenly in November, the weather gods understand that it's now November, and then we suddenly get cooler weather. That's the way it works here. You are near downtown, so there's excursions possible, although we are keeping you pretty darn busy. So I would encourage you, if you don't already have your plans to leave early, which obviously if you're flying in, you would. Hopefully you'll stay over on Sunday night, because that'd be a great opportunity to go out and see the town and go see the bats. The bats are so cool. We have a bridge they call the Bat Bridge, and the bats come out and right at the change of dark to like the dusk. Is that what it's called? Yeah. So you're coming to a conference, and I want to make sure that you know how to prepare. I know I go to a lot of conferences, and I don't get this kind of a tutorial, and I go, well, what do I bring? How do I dress? What do I wear? What do I do? Do I have to study something beforehand? So I wanted to make sure that you had what you needed. So, that should say what to do. I'm so sorry. I copied a slide and I didn't change the headline. It should say what to do beforehand, how to prepare. So this slide should say how to prepare. Just ignore the what to leave behind at the top. We did a four-part video series, and there was a lot of information in that. And if you can, if you have already, obviously, that's great. A lot of you have, I know. And if you haven't, you could go back and review it, even if you just look at the presentation guides for it, the self-help guides for it, be great. I've put a link up on the page. If you haven't already signed in for it, go for it, and you'll get it. It's up on the left-hand side. Download the handouts. This is new. We're so excited. We will have the handouts for the talk. We'll still give you a binder with the handouts in it, but in advance, you'll be able to download the PDFs of that, because a lot of people like to take notes on their computer. I know I like to do that when I go to conferences. So if you're that type that you want to just pull up the on your screen and take notes on them, you can. You'll get the handouts right there. So you'll get them in PDF format, and the goal is to have them to you, you know, hopefully by Thursday, if not by Wednesday. So we're doing our best to get all that together right now. So first time we've done it, and usually we give it to you after the fact, but this is the first time we've ever done it at a conference. So yay, you get to be the first. Download your handouts in advance so you know kind of glance ahead and see what's coming. If you have a glucose meter, bring one, because we're going to talk about the connection between blood glucose and levels, erratic levels, and thyroid function. And I'm going to demonstrate how to do it. I'm going to give people the option of testing. So I'll tell you how to do that when you come. And then come well rested. Now, if you've been pushing real hard to get stuff together, really give yourself some extra time the night before to sleep in, to sleep well, so that you have the energy and the stamina to really give your all to what we're going to be doing. You know, we want this to be a really healing environment, but we also know that you've come a long way, and we don't want to just, like, you know, leave you with just a lightweight experience. This is going to be a lot of stuff, and we'll share with you how you can deepen that as time goes on. But really do that. And the last thing is bring some cases for me. We're going to have opportunities to actually go over real-life cases, because that's the way you're going to learn. If you come and you bring Mary Sue, who has, you know, this particular set of symptoms, and here's what her labs are, then, and I can help you to understand what's going on there, not only do you benefit and Mary Sue benefits, but the whole room benefits. So if there's not, I'll have some cases that I can share, but I'd rather not use my own cases. I'd rather use yours. And so bring them if you have, bring the lab reports. If you've ever done an adrenal test on somebody, or somebody comes in and they've done an adrenal test and you're going, I don't know what to do with this, bring it on in. You know, if they've done thyroid testing, if they've done any kind of testing, we mainly adrenal and thyroid is what we're going to focus on looking at. But I'd love to see whatever you've got, and we'll pick a couple of people to come and share their cases. So that'll be fun. We are here. The reason we're gathering tonight and the reason that we're getting together is because we're not satisfied with the state of healthcare being a disease care model that is prevalent in our Western society. You have a disease, here's a drug. You have another symptom, here's a drug to suppress it. What we really want to do is get to the root cause. And the roots go deep sometimes. It's not just a matter of saying, okay, somebody has hot flashes. Why do they have hot flashes? Oh, maybe because they're drinking too much caffeine. Okay, that's a shallow cause. We want to dig, and we want to dig, and want to dig. And I'll teach you a methodology for digging. What happened before this, and then what happened before that, and then what happened before that. So you get to the root cause, and then when you start to correct the root cause, that's when you get lasting change. May not be rapid change, because root cause analysis is not symptom suppression. And we'll also talk to you about how you can use herbs and foods and nutrients and homeopathics and other things like that, if you will, in energy medicine, to give people the symptomatic relief while you're working and digging for the root cause. And that way they're feeling like, okay, I'm feeling better. But you can't just give them the symptomatic, like, oh, people say to me, what herbs should I give people for hot flashes? Well, there is no hot flash herbs, in spite of, you know, the fact that a lot of manufacturers will tell you, you know, black cohosh or Dong Quai, or that these are for hot flashes. They're going to give you some foundational change, but most of the time there's not an herb for a condition. It doesn't work that way. That's an allopathic approach, and I want you to get out of the allopathic way of thinking and into a more functional, holistic way of thinking. So root cause we're going to be focusing on. We're going to be using techniques of functional medicine and nutrition, and we're going to help you build a toolbox that contains more than just one piece. It's going to contain a lot. And this is just a glimpse of a chart. I'm not even actually finished putting this one together, but I just thought I'd see what you see in action. I've got some labels and things to put on here. But basically, this is a schematic of the HPAT axis and what the interactions are. And we'll be going through this in the class, and you're going to understand this by the time we're finished. We're going to be teaching you ways to really look deeply, and that doesn't mean that you have to just look at labs and run a big series of labs on everybody that comes in the door. That's a myth. We don't need to be doing that, but really it's looking, and it's asking the right questions. So we're going to be digging and sharing with you how to do that. And then this, I gave you guys a glimpse of this chart in one of those calls that I did in the series that I did before Shine, when I announced Shine. And everybody's like, ooh, blah, blah, blah. By the time you leave, you will know how to read this chart. And in addition, there's another three that go along that once you've identified things on this chart, that it will help you to pinpoint some of the herbs, foods, nutrients, et cetera, that may be out of balance and could be used to help. So you will have, and you'll have this in a, you know, 8.5 by 11 in your handout packet, both printed and online, so that you can print these things off as you're working through your cases. And I highly recommend that you actually use something like this while you're reading your labs, and I'll share with you how to do that. And finally, the unveiling of my, I've given this recipe over and over again. People have called it the hair regrowth elixir because it tends to help support thyroid and adrenals, and low thyroid function and low adrenal function can tend to have us lose our hair. So I'm going to actually demonstrate this, and I'm also going to show you how to make some little candies that you can sneak in the greens and the adaptogens and some of the other nutrients to give people support. So we want practical and hands-on. And that's it. That's what I have for you tonight, and that's my little glimpse and overview. And I would love to answer any questions you have, whether it be about the event, about traveling, about Austin, about anything at all that you have questions about right now. I'm happy to entertain your questions. And I'd just love to hear from you. I can open up lines and you can share with me what you're excited about. I'd love to hear what you're excited about. And one of the things I want you all to think about is, what is it that you most want to get out of this conference? What is it that you most want to get out? So think about one or two things that if you walked away on Sunday with those things accomplished, that you would feel like, wow, that weekend was well worth it. So think about that now. You can think about that as you're traveling, because we will have you think about it at the event. Okay? So I'm going to refresh and see who else has come in and said. Cindy says, where can I find the four-part series? And yes, if you go over to the right-hand side on this screen where you just typed that question, one of the things should say Shine. Tell you exactly what it says. I believe it says pre-Shine video series. And you just click on that link, and you'll just put your email address in, and it'll send you an email with all the link to everything that you need to access it. Yeah, it was a great series. I really enjoyed doing it. Yep. And let me go back there. Let's see. Who else had questions? Grace said, my husband and I are considering moving to Austin. Wow. So we'll be checking out the area while we're there this time, too. Please talk about what the health community there is like, if you can. You're one of the reasons we're interested in moving there. Oh, Grace, that's so exciting. It's an awesome health community. We used to have a whole bunch of more in the way of restaurants, but, you know, the very strict raw foods restaurants didn't quite make it here, but we have a macrobiotic restaurant and community center where they do classes and all called Casa de Luz. The parks are amazing. There's potlucks. You know, different people have potlucks. We've got my friend, well, both of them are speaking here, Dr. David, he's an acupuncturist, OMD. He's going to be speaking in there up in the Round Rock area, Georgetown area, north of the city, and they hold once a month. They have a meetup group that gets together. We have one that gets together. Lots of great people. There's all sorts of things, like, you know, my friend Karen, who's a raw chef who you met at SIV, she's actually coming over tomorrow to make a whole bunch of food for us as we're getting prepared so we don't have to stop and make meals. She's awesome, and she's available for that kind of stuff. Available there. And people are just very health conscious. There are, oh my God, there is probably 15 health food stores. There's four Whole Foods. Yeah, there's four Whole Foods stores in our town. We don't have a big town. It's like under 1 million people. There's four Whole Foods. There's two Wheatsville co-ops, which is a big co-op. Then there's several Sprouts. And a couple of others. It's just hugely oriented towards eating well. There's a gazillion farmers markets, lots of farmers markets. Just very awesome in terms of health. Very, very awesome. Yeah. So Gloria, coming from, Brecksville is south of Cleveland. Yay, awesome. All right, that's it. Let me look to see who's on the phone that I can scrounge up. And Cindy, let me know if you found that link. All right, so we have Laura and Tony and Lynn. If any of you want to say anything, share what you're excited about most incoming, or just say hi or ask a question, raise your hand with a star two. And we've got Tony. Let me open Tony's line. Hello, Tony.
Hello, Dr. Rita Marie. As you know, I'm an information junkie. I'm just going into overdrive right here. I'm so excited about all the information, the giveaways, the opportunity to reconnect with everyone, and the food sounds amazing. I'm just so looking forward to that. And, of course, sampling your food bar.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited that you're coming. And I love other information junkies because, as you know, I got to share something today with you guys. So I got this email, and it was from somebody who said that there's this PhD in functional nutrition program. And I went, and for people who already have their master's. And I thought, oh, that's curious. I'll look to see it. And the more I looked at it, the more I thought, well, I probably know like 75% of this stuff, but, you know, PhDs are good to have. And maybe I should do that. So I started thinking about it online. It's mostly online. I mean, I can do this in my spare time. They give you 4 years to do it. So that's how much of an information junkie I am, as I was actually signing up for this PhD program in nutrition. So,
wow.
Yeah. I haven't told my husband that yet, so don't tell him.
I just wanted to share with everyone, too, who, if you didn't get an opportunity to go to the January conference, I mean, I still refer back to that information. That's how useful it was. And so I know with the depth to which you go to give us information that is useful and where we not only learn ourselves, but we're able to educate others. So I love the way that conferences are set up, and it's a great learning style for me as well. So
fantastic.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Tony, and I'm so excited to have you coming again. And bring some cases. I know you just mentioned the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Bring some cases.
got a couple ready.
Right. Thanks, Tony.
You're welcome.
Anyone else on the line want to share or ask a question, go ahead and do a star two. And let's see. Good. Great. Yay. I'm looking forward to seeing you again, Cindy. Yay. Okay. Anything else? Any other questions or comments? I'll let you guys go then. Wow, I made it through in 15 minutes, 45 minutes. How often have you ever heard me talk through 15 minutes? All right, so Lynn, hello.
Hey, so I just passed Baylor. Does that give you an idea where I'm at?
Of course, yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to tell my northern compatriots, she is not lying about the heat. When I left, it was snowing, and I had two sweaters and a jacket on, and I am sweating now. So I wanted to share that, but I'm like you, and when you said you were doing that program, I was just laughing out loud because I do the same thing. I sign up for something and then I tell my husband, and that's why I'm really excited to come here. And in fact, when I came to everything last year, it was the same thing. I signed up and went to my husband and said, oh, by the way, I'm going to Texas. And but I wasn't disappointed. I have done other programs where I was disappointed, and I am even more tremendously enthusiastic and just jumping up and down with excitement because I know that I'm going to get more geekiness. I don't get much geekiness in my life where I'm at, and so I'm really excited to be around other geeky people and share our geeky energy.
I love it, us geeks. Yes. Oh, thank you so much for sharing, Lynn. I can't wait to get to see you in another 1 hour and a half. Exciting. We could geek out together.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
And just, I just wanted to share how, just to let you know how things work. Lynn had called us up. She wanted to come to Shine. She couldn't make Shine. She was so disappointed. She ended up talking on the phone with us and decided she wanted to join our nutritional endocrinology program. And she joined it. And she ended up, well, anyway, long story short, she's now working for us. She's on my team because she's got, she is such a geek and she is so enthusiastic and she was open to it and didn't like working at the barbecue place that she was working at 20 hours a week. So I said, well, come work for me for 20 hours a week. And she's just awesome. So you'll get to meet her on Friday. Those of you who haven't met her before. So Laura, yay, Laura. I mean, I've known for probably longer.
What happened? Woo! Something's beeping on you. You have some feedback there. There you go. You there?
Sorry about that. I think that was me. Sorry.
Yeah, that was you. I just wanted to share Laura. I've known Laura came as a client to me, 5 years ago, I think, and she filled out an online application. She wanted to get a coaching session with me, and we had our coaching session, and she's like, now I like to move slowly. I like to move slowly. I don't do things rapidly, but I'm willing to make changes, and we work through this. And now Laura is just like created a whole new life for herself. She's living in a new state. She's got a whole new life. She's retired. She's healthy. She's happy, and I just love you so much, Laura.
Well, thank you, Dr. Rita Maria. It's just all thanks to you. I mean, it's just your patience with me and, you know, and just sharing everything, you know, your knowledge and, you know, just your coaching. And it's just been an amazing journey with you. So thank you so much for that. I'm so looking forward to seeing you at Shine, and I'm looking forward to all of the information. And I thought that was really the highlight. And then I saw that menu, and I'm like, oh, my God, that food looks so amazing.
That's one of the meals.
I know. It just all looks so fantastic. I just know it is just going to be such a phenomenal 3 days, and I am sure it is just going to be one of the highlights of my life. And I am so looking forward to it. I just can't wait.
Yay! Thank you, Laura. I can't wait to see you on Thursday. We'll see you on Thursday, right? You're coming in?
Yes, I'll see you Thursday night.
Great. Awesome. All right. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see who else, if there's any other questions. Otherwise, I'll let you go, and I'll get back to finishing up all your slides. I'm almost done this day one. Terry from San Antonio. Yay, I'm so glad you're coming. I'm excited to learn. You've been a great addition to my life. God bless. Yay. So I said, I would love to hear about the integration of nutrition and holistic endocrinology with mental health in adolescence. I'm also interested in how to begin a practice in this area. Cool. Yeah, and Phyllis is a psychiatrist, so she's a conventionally trained medical doctor psychiatrist who has definitely turned to the edge and is looking into more of a nutritional end. So that would be a great conference topic. That would be a great conference topic with not necessarily the mental health, you know, not just a focus on adolescence, because I think that might be a little bit too particular, but on mental health, where we would include adolescents and children with, you know, behavioral disorders and all that, and also adults with attention problems and depression and other things. So mental health with mental health would be a good one, and the endocrinology of all that. So, yeah, definitely. Thank you, Phyllis. All right. I think that's everybody. And we'll give you guys an opportunity at the conference to kind of give us feedback as to other topics. I think I'll create a little questionnaire and ask you to just give us some feedback on that. So, because once we finish one conference, we have to start planning the next one. It's just the way it goes with conferences, you know, between all the time it takes to find a place and organize it and get it ready. So we like to move on, like what's the focus of the next one right after the first one finishes. So thank you guys so much for being here. I'm so looking forward to seeing you all in person and giving everybody a big hug instead of just being, you know, across the airwaves like this where I see your names, but I don't actually get to, you know, really connect. And it's just so, it's just from my perspective, the seeing the sea of faces when I'm up there teaching it versus being here and just seeing your names, it's just, it's such a different experience, and I get really high from it. So I'm excited. So thank you all for being here. I'll open up your line so the people that are on the line can say goodbye to everybody else. And so thanks again, and we'll see you Friday. Yay! Bye-bye, everyone.
See you Friday. Bye.
Hi. Excited to see you.
Safe travel.
Yes. Yes. We'll see you soon, Lynn. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference. Thank you.
Thank you.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.